I'm Maureen Cavanaugh, and you're listening to These Days on KPBS. Balboa Park is often referred to as San Diego's crown jewel, so you might imagine any proposal to tamper with the park will come under intense scrutiny. A plan to solve some of the problems with traffic in the park was announced last summer with the support of San Diego Mayor Jerry Sanders. It called for a privately funded renovation to remove parking spaces in the Plaza de Panama and make the plaza a pedestrian-only space. At the time, the idea, spearheaded by Qualcomm co-founder Irwin Jacobs, received wide support, but as with many new ideas, the devil is in the details. Now the actual proposed method of diverting traffic from the plaza by means of a bypass bridge is being criticized by a number of local organizations, and in the forefront of that opposition is the Save Our Heritage organization. I'd like to introduce my guests. Bruce Coons is Executive Director of Save Our Heritage Organization, also known as SOHO. Bruce, welcome back to These Days.
Good morning, Maureen. I'm happy to be here.
And Dr. Irwin Jacobs is here. He is co-founder of Qualcomm Incorporated. And Irwin, welcome to These Days.
Thank you very much.
In the interests of full disclosure, Irwin and Joan Jacobs are major funders of KPBS. Now, we invite our listeners to join this conversation. What do you think about the amount of traffic in Balboa Park? Do you agree with plans to build a new ramp off Cabrillo Bridge to a large parking garage behind the Oregon Pavilion? And if you'd like to see renderings of those plans, you can go to our website, kpbs.org/these days. Give us a call with your questions and your comments. Our number is 1-888-895-5727. That's 1-888-895-KPBS. Now, starting with you, Irwin Jacobs, as I said in the opening, Balboa Park is a beloved institution. It generates a lot of passion when people try to manipulate it in one way or another. Why did you decide to get involved in any kind of redesign for Balboa Park?
First of all, I probably should say that one of the reasons we moved to San Diego was Balboa Park. We were very impressed with it. A city that could do that when it was still a very small city. And so, indeed, it is a jewel of the city. It's beautiful. Mayor Sanders came to see me one day and asked whether, I think the reason was to raise some money, but asked whether we get involved with a elimination of traffic through Balboa Park, through the Plaza de Balboa. Plaza de Panama, let me get myself straight here. And we looked at that. It involved, the original plan did involve keeping cars driving through the plaza and eliminating the parking. That would, of course, require parking elsewhere as well. But with a huge volume of cars coming through the plaza, that didn't seem to be a particularly good solution. It still would not be pedestrian-friendly. Still needs space for drop-off and pickup. It'll probably need space for valets. And so I don't think that is a particularly good solution at all. And so as we looked at it, we saw that there was possible to bring traffic around the back of the, on the side and back of the Museum of Man, bring it into an existing parking lot, and then on to the space behind the Oregon Pavilion. And so in looking at further, walking the park, checking it out, we found, first of all, that the bypass does not come off the bridge. The bypass actually is east of the administration building for the Museum of Man. So there's already a building just to the north of where this bypass would be and to the west of it. And so it has nothing to do with the bridge. It would be a turnoff. It would be a very short, actually, curved span of bridge. Relatively invisible, I think, from everywhere, certainly not from the freeway, not visible from the freeway. We then needed additional space, and so for parking, and the spaces behind the Oregon Pavilion were already set aside in plans for parking, and what we wanted to do was provide that parking, but do in a way that we also ended up with increased parkland. And so the current plan is to have actually three levels of parking, but with a roof over it so that it appears to be parkland and in fact is level with the level of the Oregon Pavilion. So when pedestrians come out, they can walk very carefully across that. So when you say parking garage, you have to be careful. It's not something that you would see. What you would see rather than a surface parking lot, which that we have now, is additional parkland. And in fact, you would end up with a ability for pedestrians to walk all the way back, if they wish, to Plaza de Panama, and do that without encountering cars at all.
I'm speaking with Dr. Erwin Jacobs, co-founder of Qualcomm Incorporated. Bruce Kuhns, executive director of Save Our Heritage Organization, is also my guest. We're talking about a proposed renovation to Balboa Park to eliminate the parking spaces in the Plaza de Panama. And we're taking your calls at 1-888-895-5727. Before I go to Bruce and get his response and his critique about this particular plan, Erwin Jacobs, take us back. What is the problem with the way things are now? What is the perceived problem with the Plaza de Panama now?
Well, if you go there on any day of the week, you'll see that it's full of cars driving around looking for spaces. It's really an ugly space. It is certainly not pedestrian friendly at all. If you look down the Prado to the east, where the traffic has been removed, you'll find that indeed that is full of people, performers, all kinds of liveliness. What we want to do is have the Plaza de Panama have that similar capability. And in fact, the Prado West, since there will be no cars on the Prado West going past the Museum of Man and through the two arches, that also becomes very friendly to pedestrians. Again, eliminate cars. It's not a question of eliminating parking. It's eliminating cars from these areas, returning them to the pedestrian use, letting them be full of life again.
Let me get your reaction then, Bruce. So would you agree that the Plaza de Panama should be parking free?
Well, we support very much the Plaza de Panama, and we have for years being removed of cars and turned to pedestrian use, along with a lot of the other organizations. As you said, the devil's in the details. What our problem with is this large concrete bypass bridge coming off the end of the Cabrillo Bridge and encircling the Spanish colonial buildings. This is a National Historic Landmark, and it's a National Historic Landmark for one reason, the Spanish colonial architecture. The buildings were put there for a particular reason. There was a big fight then about where it was going to be placed. In fact, Marston, until later on, was against having it put there. He wanted it in the southwest corner of the park. But the reason it was chosen, the site, was they were trying to recreate a Spanish hilltop village. In this case, actually, Toledo was the model. And with these foundations going five stories into the ground, and this whole vision of this fairy palaces, as they called it, on top of the hill, this bypass bridge would encircle that. It would destroy that historic context. Museum of Man annex is really where the chapel is. It was the whole area that was promoted for the Balboa Park. And you look at the historic views, where it was what you always saw at this beautiful bridge, you know, the most iconic thing I can think of in the city of San Diego, and the Spanish hilltop village with the backside of it was designed to look like San Gabriel Mission. Now, recently it's been hard to see because the trees haven't been trimmed, but it's really easy to recover that. It's essential that, you know, it's in this National Historic Landmark District. It's a very, very wrong place to put this. It's up front and center. It's not the back side. It's at the very entrance to this historic village, and this is a massive construction, a very deep canyon that it goes through.
So let me make this very clear. You're saying that in the entrance along Cabrillo Bridge into the park, having this on-ramp to basically take traffic away from entering into the Plaza de Panama is going to ruin the initial view that you get going into the park. Is that it?
That's our contention. Plus, it would prevent restoring the historic views. Additionally, I mean, the way it's been described to me, you know, it's the proverbial devil's bargain. You know, we solve one problem but give up the heart and soul of Balboa Park.
Let me ask you, Dr. Erwin Jacobs, what is your reaction to that criticism?
Well, I think that's a little bit of an overstatement. first of all, there's been trees and shrubs blocking. It's really the foundation that we're talking about. The rest of the building will be completely clear for view. But the rest of the building, as well as the foundation, has been blocked for something like 70 years, and nobody has noticed that enough to go cut some trees. And so to claim that taking those trees away and allowing the building to be seen again, and having not a massive concrete structure, but a 40-foot wide road at the same level as the existing road going to the south and around the buildings, will be basically invisible as you come over that bridge, because of the shrubbery that is there, and that indeed will enhance the view coming as opposed to destroy it. Now, I agree that views, appearances, etc., are indeed in the eye of the beholder. But right now, in the eye of the beholder, what you see when you come over that bridge is traffic going through the arches, hitting the Panama, being backed up because everybody's trying to drive around in the plaza to find spaces. It is, right now, unfortunately, a not very pretty view. This will retain all the views of the building. The one thing that would be hidden is the foundation on which the building's built, and that's been hidden, as I say, for 70 years now. I think, yes, there is always a trade-off when you do anything, and one has to look at that very carefully, but I think this is a trade-off that's very valuable, very worthwhile, returning pedestrian use to the plaza.
We are inviting our listeners to join the conversation. Our number 1-888-895-5727. Zach is calling from Normal Heights. Good morning, Zach, and welcome to These Days.
Hi, good morning. I attended the December 2nd meeting at the Balboa Park Committee, and I was shocked. What I'm hearing here does not match with what I saw. I saw a massive bridge project coming off the Cabrillo Bridge, going behind the Alcazar Garden. My question is, the Cabrillo Bridge is one of only four structures designed to be permanent from 1915. How do you reconcile the fact that this appendage ramp, which to me looks like a Caltrans freeway ramp, can exist when the city of San Diego adopted a policy restricting new construction to be in the Spanish colonial revival style? Thank you.
Thank you for that call, Zach, and let me direct that to you, Dr. Jacobs.
Well, again, the bypass is not coming off Cabrillo Bridge. It actually is east of an extension of the administration building. There's already buildings on the other side of that street, and then the bridge starts beyond those buildings. So it's not touching the bridge at all. Let's make that clear. The question of it being ugly or whatever, it's a very simple design. What you would see is a railing that looks just like the railing that currently comes over the bridge and continues to the Museum of Man. In this case, it'd be an opening, and that railing would take a right turn and go around the back of the bridge as well. And so, no, it doesn't look like I think someone's mentioned shopping centers and all kinds of things. What it does is a very simple diversion to bring the traffic around the back of the Museum of Man, not through the main entrance to the park.
And Bruce Koons, just before we have to take our break, I'd like you to respond to that concept of this not conforming with the Spanish colonial look of Balboa Park. Is there anything that they could do to change that ramp structure to bring it more in harmony with the architecture already there?
Probably not. You know, the Secretary of Interior standards is very clear, and the very worst place to put a new construction is up front and center, and this is where this is, and it really is an abutment of the Cabrillo Bridge. It's all part of the Cabrillo Bridge. If you go out and walk and look at this site, you should go to our website and see the historic photos of this entrance and take a look at what is at stake. It's not just a foundation, it's a five-story foundation, and this we'll be wrapping it. It's like taking the most beautiful woman in San Diego and putting a concrete veil up to their eyeballs.
Oh, that's quite an image, Bruce. Thank you. We'll have to leave it there for a moment. We're going to return, though, and continue our conversation about these new plans for Balboa Park. Our number 1-888-895-5727. You're listening to These Days on KPBS. Thank you. listening to KPBS, where news matters. Support for healthcare reporting on KPBS is made possible in part by WebMD Health Foundation, supporting education aimed at reducing childhood obesity and preventing type 2 diabetes. Support for the KPBS Visual Arts Brief comes from COVA at SDAI and the Front Porch Retirement Communities of Carlsbad by the Sea, Casa de Manana, Frederica Manor, and Wesley Palms. Transitions, the art of printmaking, features various printmaking methods and will be on display through March 6th. More information is at frontporchgallery.org.
My father was sitting at the kitchen table watching the evening news when the telephone began to ring. It was summer in Southern California, and there were wildfires in the forests and canyons across the state. This is KPBS General Manager Tom Carlo, reading to you from the 2011 One Book, One San Diego selection, The Gangster We Are All Looking For, by Lei T. Yim Chui. Visit kpbs.org/onebook to learn more. This reading moment is brought to you by the Lyndon Root Dickinson Foundation.
We'll see high temperatures in the 60s throughout San Diego County today, a 20% chance of rain for tonight. In Calexico, 66 this afternoon with a low tonight of 43 in the Imperial Valley. You're listening to KPBS, where news matters. I'm Maureen Cavanaugh. You're listening to These Days on KPBS. We're talking about a plan to renovate Balboa Park to remove traffic from the Plaza de Panama by means of a bypass bridge that comes up alongside Cabrillo Bridge. I don't want to say it in any way that's going to inflame either one of you, but sort of redirects traffic to a new garage structure behind the Spreckles Organ Pavilion. And there has been some criticism of it. We have a proponent and an opponent of that plan. The opponent is Bruce Coons, Executive Director of Save Our Heritage Organization, and the supporter is Dr. Erwin Jacobs, co-founder of Qualcomm Incorporated. And we have been taking your calls at 1-888-895-5727. And again, if you want to look at some of the renderings of what this plan is, what we're talking about here, you can go to our website, kpbs.org/these days, to see those drawings. Now, let me start with you, Bruce. We're in agreement that Plaza de Panama should be have less traffic, pedestrian only, perhaps. I'm wondering how you would like to see that accomplished.
Well, in the current precise plan, the current plan is to remove the cars from the plaza and route the traffic around the southwest corner of the plaza. We think that's a good start. We agree with Erwin that eventually the traffic should be removed from the plaza completely, but that probably has to take place in steps. The current plan, as proposed by Dr. Jacobs and the Plaza de Panama Committee, is a plan for four cars. I think we're planning the wrong thing. We're not planning it for pedestrians. This is you look at the plan, it's a very major plan to support the automobile and not return the park to its pedestrian routes. It is a motorist Disneyland, basically.
But how do you reconcile so many people coming into the park? Is it something like 10, 15 million visitors per year seeing Balboa Park, and how are they going to get there?
Well, most big city parks do not bring the traffic and the parking structures to the very center of the park. We think that a robust tram system today could shuttle people from the outlying parking lots that already exist, and that any of the parking spaces that are lost in the Plaza de Panama itself can be recovered in the existing parking lots behind the museums. There's plenty of room back there. We've gone back and looked, and we think there's probably 80 spaces that we could recover, and there's less than 70 in the park and the Plaza de Panama now.
Erwin Jacobs, have you studied, or your designers, have they studied any plans that would eliminate traffic in the Plaza de Panama without having this ramp and this new garage?
Well, first of all, I don't think this ramp is a Disneyland for cars, and I think we indeed are providing considerably more space for pedestrians, a huge amount of increase in parkland accessible to pedestrians, and the cars will in fact now be often out of sight. They're off to one side, they're going through actually depression into a parking garage that's underground. And so we're getting rid of this huge bustle of cars driving back and forth and everywhere. The solution, one solution that's been suggested, again, is letting cars enter the Plaza de Panama, trying to keep them to one side of the plaza and flowing through, taking away the parking spaces, providing, I assume again, a drop-off pickup for those people that are going to need that, which is required. Probably still have valet issues, which exist today. By the time you're done with all of that, you've still got a very busy plaza that is not friendly to pedestrians. And so we're trying to get away from that. Now, there is another solution, of course, block Cabrillo Bridge. And if anybody is willing to convince all the interesting folks that there's no need for cars to go over Cabrillo Bridge and it can be turned closed completely, that means we'll be glad to forget the bypass because there's no need for a bypass. It's been our feeling that that is not possible. It's not going to be possible for years. Even we had thought at one time of perhaps trying to make it one way, and we heard huge numbers of objections to that situation. And so, yes, if we could stop all cars from entering the park, that would be great. By the way, the statement that all great parks don't have cars in them, but they're kept off to one side. Central Park certainly has cars going through it. Go up to the San Francisco and Golden Gate Park, and there are cars, there are garages there underground. Very similar situation to what we're proposing here. Again, I think the main thing is to return large amounts of the park to pedestrians, take it away from the cars, and that is a wonderful thing we can do for the centennial.
Let's get our listeners more involved in this. 1-888-895-5727. David calling from San Diego. Good morning, David. Welcome to These Days.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. My question is for Dr. Jacobs. I want to thank you for all that you do for San Diego and the community. My question is, I'm glad to see that someone...
I tell you, David, your line is so terrible that we're going to have to stop you right here. But I do have an outline of what it is that you wanted to ask. And he's concerned about accommodations for bicycles and trying to generate more interest in people getting around the park by using bikes. Is that, just quickly, is that part of this plan at all?
Yeah, very, very much encourage bicycles. The bypass is for cars only. Bicycles would continue through the two arches, presuming, again, there aren't so many that it becomes dangerous for pedestrians. And so bicycles would be accommodated. Runners would be accommodated. Pedestrians would come over the bridge and straight ahead as they do today. The one difference is that they would not have to contend with the cars. There are cars that are making a right turn just before the arch. There'll be a stop sign there. Pedestrians that go along the south side of the bridge would have to cross the bypass. Those going across the north side of the bridge would have completely free pedestrian passage. To avoid problems with the cars, there will be a stop sign there to protect the pedestrians.
Bruce, would you like to comment on that?
Well, on that right turn is also a left turn coming back out of that bypass. And we think it's a very dangerous situation at the end of the bridge to create this hard right, and the stop sign would also back up traffic. The other traffic engineers and some of the other groups, like the Council of Design Professionals, have looked at that and think that that's a very dangerous situation.
You know, you made an interesting comment that I want to follow up on, Dr. Jacobs, and that is the fact that this renovation is supposed to be finished by the centennial of Balboa Park Centennial, which is coming up in 2015. And in the back and forth that's gone on between the critics and the supporters of this plan, you make the point that unless something is agreed upon pretty quickly, that's not going to be able to be accomplished. Is that your feeling?
The effort is indeed to have the Plaza de Panama completely clear of cars by the beginning of the centennial year. That is doable. But, of course, if we end up with many problem issues, that won't happen, and perhaps we'll just have to find a way, perhaps over the bicentennial, to get this to happen. I think it's just such a great opportunity and a lot of excitement about the park coming up to think about the possibility on the centennial to have that plaza wide open again and full of people and all kinds of exciting things happening. And so that's what drives me. I would just love to see that.
We're taking your calls at 1-888-895-5727. Venkat is calling from San Diego. Good morning, Venkat. Welcome to These Days.
Good morning. One of your guests briefly alluded to this, but you know, I didn't really get a clear answer. My question is, we're talking about making this more pedestrian-friendly. So why couldn't we have parking garages, say, 2-3 miles away from the park, or even a couple of miles away from the park? There are some areas of the city close to the airport that seem pretty drab these days. You know, there could be a nice parking structure that you could build there. And why couldn't we have buses with natural gas and so on? And set an example to not only make the city more environmental friendly, but also more public transportation friendly, which, you know, the city in general needs to go in that direction.
I understand. Venkat, thank you for that. And I'm going to direct that to you, Bruce, because I know that one of the things that you've talked about is perhaps having more of a system of trams to get people in the park that way. Is that part of your idea?
Yeah, well, we think there should be a robust tram system that takes people from the parking lots, maybe at Inspiration Point, maybe a new parking lot on another side of 6 as part of one of the residential developments. I know Dr. Jacobs' plan does have a tram system. We think that that could be one of the keys to solving this. And other people have written in about using the parking lots at Roosevelt, and the zoos talked about the parking lot on the landfill, using all existing, and actually providing a lot more mobility and entrance than doing a single parking lot and a bypass bridge, and really returning much more of the park to a passive, more pedestrian-friendly use. And we agree with Dr. Jacobs. If the plaza is removed the cars, it's going to be full of people like the closed-in. Everywhere we've seen it before where you've closed these areas off, there's usually, like in Tombstone, Arizona, and one of the things I worked on, the businesses complain, say, we're not going to have much business, but we've always seen it increase. If you go to Old Town, one part of San Diego Avenue is closed, and the other part is open. The closed part has 4 times the traffic on it that the open part does.
Now, just to be clear, though,
pedestrian traffic.
Aren't these two separate issues, the off-ramp, guiding traffic to the garage, this new garage, and then the garage behind the Oregon Pavilion? Isn't the garage behind the Oregon Pavilion part of Balboa Park's master plan?
It is part of the current precise plan. There has been a parking garage plan there. It is something that I think a lot of people think would be acceptable if it could remove the parking from both the Palisades and the Plaza de Panama. Though there are objections to putting more, and quite strong objections to bringing more traffic to the center of the park instead of putting it at the periphery. So there's quite a bit of discussion out there.
Let's take another call. Dee is calling from North Park. Good morning, Dee. Welcome to These Days.
Hi. I had a couple of questions, Dr. Jacob, about the routing of the traffic. If you take the traffic off of the Cabrillo Bridge and you provide essentially a faster route through Balboa Park, aren't you creating almost a freeway effect through the park? And I think these are some of the concerns that we've heard about the traffic routing past the back of the Alcazar Gardens, which would make it noisier instead of more contemplative. And then also I had a question for you about the financing of the garage in the park. I've heard of a number of $36 million for all of this to happen. But recently at some of our local planning committees, we heard a number of $36 million just for the retrofit of the Cabrillo Bridge, for its seismic retrofit. And so I'm wondering how this is achievable for that amount of money. It doesn't seem to add up to me, and I'm wondering if you could answer those questions.
Well, as far as the seismic retrofit of the bridge, that is not part of our project. I'm not aware of that, nor the cost that it would take to do that. This bypass is not part of the bridge. It's east of the bridge, and it would be a fairly short span to bring them around to the back of the garden, the Alcazar Garden. We are concerned about noise in that whole region. I think there would be much less noise to people in general by having the cars around the back and into the parking garage than there is now. Coming out of that garage and coming out of that parking lot and going to the new garage, it is at a lowered level, and so the other thing we've been concerned about, of course, is noise going into the Oregon Pavilion. And so we have the cars actually, which currently travel there at the surface, will now be going down lower and reducing the noise, if anything. And so I think overall we get a significant improvement. Certainly for anybody in the Plaza of Panama, there won't be any noise. There'll just be a beautiful palisades looking toward the Arkham Pavilion, which is free of cars, which of course is not the case today, and not generating any noise at all.
What about that $36 million price tag? Is that just for the bypass ramp, or is it for the ramp and the garage?
The $36 million, and again, plus or minus dollars, we're not done with the design yet, but roughly $36 million, that includes the bypass bridge. It includes redoing the parking lot behind Alcazar Gardens to allow for drop-offs, pickups, valet, and largely for handicapped parking. So that would be a change of use. It includes the roads going over to the new parking garage, which is below ground level. I mean, you're not going to see this garage. You're going to see what a parkland where you now have a surface lot. It includes that parking garage. It includes redoing the Plaza de Panama. Now, with the plans for what that will look like is still open. That will go through lots of citizen reviews, but that includes that as well as the area in front of the Museum of Man. And so we've tried to go through the details of all those changes and include them. Now, this question of freeway, there is use, I'm sure, by people of cars going through the park, transiting the park. We're going to have a number of stop signs. There may be some speed bumps as well. We don't want it to become in any way a throughway. As far as cars backing up because of the stop sign, there currently is a stop sign at the entrance of the Plaza of Panama, so I don't see that being any different. And in fact, because people aren't contending with other cars searching for parking spaces, I think the flow of traffic actually would be much better around the back and therefore not bothering pedestrians.
Let's take another call. Jerry is calling from Bankers Hill. Good morning, Jerry. Welcome to These Days.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. This is the first time I've heard of the plan, so I need to know more about it. But I live in Bankers Hill, and I walk across the Cabrillo Bridge almost every day. And the view of the back of those buildings to the right as you walk across the bridge, I've never found particularly picturesque. It looks like the backs of buildings. It doesn't look like it was really designed for presentation. So I don't think that I would miss that view being altered. And I wonder if the ramp could ideally it could have arches that echoed the Cabrillo Bridge. That would something that could unify the design. That might be something to think
well,
about.
Jerry, thank you. And I would imagine that what Jerry is saying here is going to be part of this discussion, this public input, these workshops that you're going to be having. SoHo is going to be sponsoring about this new renovation. I'm just wondering, and I'm going to have to ask you both to be very brief about this. Is there any room for compromise on this? Do you think that you're going to be able to reach a compromise?
Well, we have a series of meetings set up with the team and Dr. Jacob. We hope to reach a compromise. We're looking for a simpler, lighter, cheaper, faster way to accomplish this. I think it'd be ironic to celebrate 2015 by desecrating the front, San Diego's front porch.
And Dr. Jacobs.
Yeah, I always object to these words like desecrating, etc. I think that the park has been desecrated by having all the cars there. Let's try to avoid those kind of words in the future, because otherwise we won't reach a compromise. We'll either do it or won't do it. But there won't be a compromise. I don't view a compromise as having the cars in Plaza de Panama. One could close the bridge. I again think that if you can get the community to agree on that, that's a wonderful solution. I myself doubt that will be able to be achieved.
We're out of time, sir. Thank you so much, Dr. Irwin Jacobs and Bruce Coons. I want to let everyone know that a public discussion and workshop on the proposed Balboa Park renovation will be held at the Balboa Park Club building from 9 to noon. That's this Saturday. And if you would like to comment, please go online, kpbs.org/these days. Coming up, what do libraries want? That topic is These Days.